Om Shanti. Good morning. So today is 14th March 2018, Magic of Blessings. So the blessing is, may you have faith in the intellect and experience receiving help at every step with the thought of my Baba. According to the drama, the children who have firm faith in their intellects and who have this thought in their hearts, the Father is mine and I belong to the Father, receive help automatically. According to the drama, the children who have firm faith in their intellects and who have this thought in their hearts, the Father is mine and I belong to the Father, receive help automatically. Simply say with an honest heart, my Baba, and you will continue to experience help at every step. Nothing can stop the children who have unbroken love for the one Father. The Father's love enables you to go beyond all situations. You continue to fly. Baba says, the Father's love enables you to go beyond all situations. You continue to fly. So every one of us who is sitting here have experienced God's love. And that's why we have come here. And it is God's love which has pulled all of us into this yagya, into this institution. So I was just yearning that who are the children who are in the list of God, that who are the children whom God loves. So who are those children? So we say that God's love is unconditional and he loves everyone. But there are special children who receive God's love. So who are those? Who can be those? Honest heart. Those children who have honest heart receive God's love. Those who are obedient, okay. Those who have purity, okay. What? Who are determined, yes. Those who remain in soul conscious stage always. Those who have surrendered intellect, God loves them. Those who are trustworthy. Those who loves Murli. Those who follow Baba's each and every Srimad. Those who are serviceable. God's vision is on those people, on those children who are serviceable. Those who experience all relationships with Baba. Those who love Brahmin family, God loves those children. Who gives happiness to everyone? All? Always have feelings with Baba, connected with Baba. What else? So many points came and some of them I have also take out. So it's like Baba says, God loves those people who love themselves. So first we have to love ourselves, then God will love us. And those people, those children who are not dependent on anybody, those who have chosen this path of spirituality and who have decided that I will walk alone, and those strong personalities, God loves those children, and those children who are immovable, unshakable like Hanuman. So those who are destroyer of obstacles like Ganesh, so God loves those children. Then as we said, God loves purity, because he is the ocean of purity, so purity attracts purity. So those children who have taken the pledge of purity, God loves those children. Those mothers, those kumars, those kumaris who are always in the battlefield fighting for their purity, God loves those children. So those people who face challenges and problems regarding purity, Baba loves those children. Then those children who offer bhog to Baba. You must have seen there are some children who are very meticulous and with all proper technique, they will arrange plate for Baba, they'll keep food properly and they'll sit in yoga, then they'll play one song. And God sees all these children, all these things, no? So God also has some feeling for such kind of children that they take out time and they sit for me and they offer bhog. So Baba loves such children. Then as we said, those children who follow each and every Srimad, Baba will love those children. Then those who love Murli, Baba always says in Murli, no? Master Muralidhar. So those, if I say that I love Baba, but I don't attend Murli, is it okay? No. So he wants that I should come to Murli every day, I should listen to Murli every day, I should read Murli every day, then he will love us. Because Murli is Srimad. So he will love those children who loves his Murli. Then those children who churn his Murli. Baba says no, manthan and then take out butter. So those children who do churning every day. So Baba loves those children who are loving Murli. Then he also loves those children who are renunciates, who are detached. He says no, Nyara and Pyara. Those children who are detached from this world. But at the same time, they are involved. It's not that keeping a cold behavior and getting away from the family and thinking that I'm detached. No, it's not like that. Involvement, at the same time detached. So he loves those children who are detached. Such renunciates. Baba will love those children. Then those who are very tapasvi and tyagi. Baba is very proud to see such kumars and kumaris who are tapasvi and tyagi. So Baba loves those children. He who have left the pleasures of this world and who have come to yajna and who have surrendered here. So Baba will love them, those children. He always says in Murli, no, I don't want goats and sheep in my yajna, but I want lion and lionesses in my yajna. So he will love those children who are very courageous. Then Baba says he loves yogi souls. In Gita it's written, no, that he loves knowledgeable souls, but yogi souls are the embodiment, are his own embodiment. Yani tu atma priya hai, but yogi tu atma mera swaroop hai. So he loves yogi souls. And it's always said, no, the yogi soul, even if you blame them, even you cast aspersions against them, you do their character assassination, you put any challenges on them, but they will remain firm. A yogi will always remain firm. At the same time, you try to praise him or appreciate him, then also he's not shakeable. He will still remain firm and stable. He doesn't get excited with either praise or defame. So such souls also, yogi souls, Baba loves such souls. Then though, as in this Vardhan, Baba says that those children who will say my Baba, so those who sing the song of Mera Baba, my Baba, so God loves such children. Then as we said, those who love his yajna, those who have surrendered their life to this yajna service, those, as you see here, Madhuban Nivasis, they work 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but nobody comes to pat their back and say, oh, you did a great job. Without any salary, they are working 365 days. But they don't have any expectations from anybody that somebody will come one day and tell them, good, huh? You did good job. 24 only, I said. 24 hours. So such serviceable souls, Baba has vision on those souls and he loves those souls. Sevadharis who come here and spend 2 months, 3 months away from their family, those matas, those grandmothers, you must have seen them. Early morning they get up from Amrit Vela and immediately after Amrit Vela they hear Murli class and they are on their feet and preparing rotis for us early morning 5:15. So those people who sacrifice their own time and do service for others, God loves children. Then just something about this virtue of love. Love is such a value or a virtue which attracts people. Like, see, Baba is also ocean of love. He did not come and dictate us his knowledge that, see, you have to do this, this, this. And he did not show his Dharmaraj face in beginning. And he attracted us with love. So love is something which attracts people. So, and Baba says in Murlis that if you love somebody, then you do whatever that person says you. So here also Baba is giving that love. And that's why we do whatever he says. It's not that he dictates things. And Love also gives power and strength. Love builds up that power and strength. And like deities also, if we see their face, Baba says, no, on their face, it shines that they have power also and they have love also. So here also, when we want to give sustenance to any soul, we should have power also and love also. The other day I was speaking to one Kumar and I was telling him, you have to do this, this, this. So he says, sister, you are very strict. there has to be some love also. So I said, I have to be strict. If I come down there, so power at the same time, love also. And God's love is unconditional. So even every one of us have experienced that even if we commit some mistakes and we go to Baba and we say, he will still love us. And if you come and write a letter in Baba's kutia, in Baba's hut, we immediately get answers to those questions. And even if we do mistake, he will still love us. He will still support us. He doesn't leave us. So why it is like that? Why God loves us? Why God loves us? Every day he says, sweet children. Even if we do nonsense things, still every day the Murli starts with the word sweet children. So his language is so honey-coated, if you see, and so much love is there. So why God loves us? Because that relationship of parent and child is there. See, if a mother is there and a child is born who's very ugly, who's very dark colored, or with some diseases, but still the mother will love. For a mother, the child is everything. The child is the world for her. You have seen people, children who are mentally retarded. They are mentally retarded. When they grow up also, parents have to take care of them. But still the parents doesn't stop taking care of the child. Still they will take care. They will love them in the same way. The mother will not love the neighbor's child more than her own child. So here also God has that relationship with us, that he is a parent and I am his child. And that's why that bonding is there. And that's why we receive his love every time. So that's how, that is what is God's love. Then I was thinking, what is the, how God loves us? How God loves us? Through his teachings. Mm-hmm. So the pathophysiology of God's love is, he doesn't touch us. He doesn't try to hug us. He doesn't do all these things. When Bab Dada Milan is there on the stage, when we see Baba sitting, Baba has very less moments. Have you seen any time he, except Dadis, he will just hug them and like that. But everybody who's coming in front, he loves through his drishti. He loves that, he gives that power, and his power is that love. And as he said, his teachings, his murli is his love to us. And his concern, his support, his canopy, this is all God's love. And how will we know that God is loving us? What are the signs? How will we know that God is loving us? That as we feel it. How we will know that, yes, I am receiving Baba's love. That here it said that Father's love enables you to go beyond all situations. You continue to fly. So when Baba is loving us, we feel that lightness. We feel that, yes, somebody is there with me. Happiness. God also loves those children who are always happy. You know, in one of the Murli, Baba said that children who remain always happy are moving in front of Baba's eyes every time. So God loves those children who are always happy. So when we are receiving God's love, we will also be always happy. Anything else? Double light. Feeling double light. So, this is today's Vardhan. I'll read again. According to the Rama, the children who have firm faith in their intellects and who have this thought in their hearts, the Father is mine and I belong to the Father, receive help automatically. Simply say with an honest heart, my Baba, and you will continue to experience help at every step. Nothing can stop the children who have unbroken love for the one Father. The Father's love enables you to go beyond all situations. You continue to fly. So this is today's Vadan. Om Shanti.